Some healthcare professionals say that dramatic increase projected for Ontario is a remarkably high surge. Ashley Toot is an epidemiologist with the Dalhousie School of Public Health at the University of Toronto.
And we're at a stage right now in Ontario and in Quebec where we have been seeing week on week these large increases in cases. And so if that continues forward, if we don't change anything, we are going to get into the thousands of cases a day in the very near future.
Ontario's hospitals particularly have been sounding the alarm about what the spike will mean and are urging the provincial government to turn the economic reopening back to stage two. Christine Elliott is the Ontario Health Minister.
However, we're listening to the Chief Medical Officer of Health and the public health doctors who don't feel that we are at that point right now, but we're watching it daily.
Ontario is looking at three scenarios for COVID-19 patients to be admitted to hospitals. The first is based on Victoria, Australia, as a high scenario where admissions surged to nearly 600. Michigan, where they jumped to 250, and Ontario's first wave, which was a low scenario, with 150. The government's own assessment suggests that once hospital admissions exceed 350 people, the situation becomes impossible to handle. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.